Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Uzbekistan's ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died, ending days of speculation about whether he was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities say the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. He was pronounced dead Friday evening, one day after the country's independence holiday. Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14. That explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown of Davao. The president was at the city at the time of the explosion. He was the mayor of Davao, where he is hugely popular, for more than 20 years before becoming president in June. Protesters in Gabon's capital have carried out widespread looting as unrest continues following this week's announcement. Incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger, Jean Ping, in a nationwide vote. Ping is disputing the results, showing he lost by 5,000 votes. Ping says he has evidence of election rigging, which he plans to present to Gabon's constitutional court. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As it hosts the G20 summit, China has spared no effort to make sure the event is a success and that there are no security incidents. Most local residents of China's historic city of Hangzhou are proud their hometown has been thrust into the international stage and chosen to host the meetings. VOA's Bill Ide in Hangzhou reports that President Obama has been under pressure to seek some breakthroughs on an array of issues with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
This is an effort of management. The president wants to have a good trip, but he's going to raise the issues that he feels are important, as will Xi Jinping. But both are in a management stage at this point. There's the elections coming up in the United States soon, and we'll have a new president. And so China's not going to necessarily jump into anything too drastic. And the same way, China is going through a leadership reshuffle next year. And so on both sides, there's a lot ahead that is uncertain. So you wouldn't expect that they would have too big of a breakthrough in any area.
That is VOA correspondent Bill Ide in Hangzhou, China. FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from their investigation of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. Federal Bureau of Investigation closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server located in the basement of her New York home. FBI Director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. Residents along the Gulf Coast of the U.S. state of Florida are checking for damage after Hurricane Hermine, which slammed into the area before heading up the east coast of the U.S. There is high potential for drenching rain and deadly flooding. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is warning residents about the storm, which could stall over areas near the city.
Now, that's an unusual situation. For such a large storm to stall and remain in place and have a real direct impact on New York City and Long Island, all the surrounding areas, for such a long period of time, that's unusual, and that's one of the things that's causing us some real concern.
De Blasio asked residents to stay out of the ocean because of the likelihood of dangerous rip tides. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.